That's right, bitches. It's another Winx, man. I told you, I'm back on my skedgies. Hashtag back on my skedgies. And so I'm just going to put another Winx out, man. I'm doing my week to weeks again. I'm feeling good. I'm back in the saddle. And so are you. Welcome back to another Winx. And it's a windy, wacky Wednesday. And it's Wacky Wednesday. So it's going to be a hot show, all right? You know, get used to it. We're doing it hard again. And it's very windy outside, so Winx's studios may collapse tonight. There's fighting and violence and hopelessness in the world, and you don't know where you can go. But I'm here to tell you that that isn't so. Here is a brand new show. When there is something inside makes you afraid, then there is something to do. Just challenge some guy to a game, Tiddlywinx, and you find that courage in you. Because there is nothing that's greater than Tiddlywinx with strangers. Ain't we lucky we got 'em? The Winx. And how? Tiddlywinx with Strangers is filmed before a live studio audience. Welcome to Tiddlywinx with Strangers. As it is every day of the week, and especially here on this Wacky Wednesday, and it's a Wacky Wednesday. And it's a Wacky Wednesday! I'm your host, Jason Irm. Well, shit. I am very pleased to announce that tonight is a special Winx for many reasons. Many, many, many reasons. Many, many reasons. So stay tuned. You know, there's going to be twists, turns, and galore ahead. Have your usual segs. You know what it is. I don't need to tell you. TiddlywinxStrangers@gmail.com. Questions, concerns, comments. Winx Nose Baby on Snapchat. And of course, tune in, listen to us anywhere you listen to casts. Sponsored by Bugles. America's Finger Hats. We're going to get right into the show because it's hot. We're coming in hot tonight. Ooh, you know what Bryce Harper said moments after signing his incredible historical-making deal? He's going to be a Philly for life. I fucking love it. He looked up, he looked around and said, it's going to be a good Winx.
Let's go!
And cocky.
Winx's Studios!
I said, and I do the best, though. Do the Lindbergh lean with cocky West go. Da-da-da-da. They ain't mean, they just downstairs and they're literally cocky! Get out of my synagogue! Would you flick? Heavy Bob, you piece of shit. How you doing? Listen, give me a call back because I'm trying to get a final head count on this Easter orange I got coming up on Easter Sunday. I know that one midget's gonna be there from Fairview. Marty's camera guy is gonna be filming the whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, women and children, big and small, come on, come on, to shower stall. The glorious Boopsy will be there with his full beard. He'll be doing his thing. Jasmine Avery's gonna be directing the whole thing from the side. Victor Payne's gonna be there. Jennifer Hunter and Lillian McLean will be there later on. You remember them, Heavy Bob. Victor Davidson's coming. Rumor has it that Anthony Hill's gonna be there with Chloe Dowd. You know Chloe Dowd and Hannah Alslop? They'll be there. Felicity Churchill's gonna be there with Brian Pullman and Madeline Bowers. You know how that goes, Heavy Bob. Later on, we're getting Molly Metcalf in there with Keith Walsh. Jan Avery's going to be rumored to make an appearance. I don't really know if she's got a show. Luke White's going to be there with Big Fat Bart. Big Fat Bart will be there all night long with Ryan Sanderson and Audrey Carr. You know Joe Turner from around the block? He's going to be there. Fiona Murray's showing up, and Megan Smith, and Julia Stewart and Carol Green. You remember them, Heavy Bop. I remember them fondly. Give a friend a call back, alright, you old honky? I love you dearly. Stay fresh. I like raw milk.
Back on Tiddly Winks with Strangers on a Wacky Wednesday. It feels good. It feels real good. But there's something missing under my teat, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but I have a sneaking feeling it could be your beloved Winx co-host, America's co-host, if you will. I got one here coming into Winx-ish Studios now. You might remember him.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the
it's Billy the Beard.
Woohoo! My goodness, guys. It has been far too long.
We're back to the Winx, Bill!
I'm here, dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I did. This up, bro, dude. I'm here, dude. That's me, dude.
Nice.
I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
Billy the Beard is back.
Winx is back, really.
Well, yeah.
You know, we had an episode last week. It was the first one in months.
Yeah, I was...
I'm trying to get back on the weekly schedules now.
You know, it's a good thing. You know, this is... I was telling Kevin earlier... we all kind of had a pretty rough few months. Not necessarily bad. Some was good. It was just busy.
I know.
Busy. And so we had to take a nice break. But you know what? We had to find ourselves again, dude. We had to come back to where we belong.
Yeah. And we got the French
Hakuna
on our
Matata.
Side now.
Hakuna Matata.
That's right, yeah. We got the French on our side now.
I heard. I heard, dude. I'm impressed. Chocolat bleu.
Yes. The numbers aren't as great as I wanted them to be.
Well, you know what? It's,
but
we
I lost people.
We deviated from the normal schedule.
Oh, Billy!
What did we do, dude? We disappeared, dude. The fans, they kind of said, "Fuck it, they're gone."
I know. Oh, I know.
I think they thought we were gone for good this time.
Such is podcasting, man. This is how it goes. This is how
you know what
it
though.
Goes.
We still beat that 20-something, whatever they said. 25 was like most
oh, that's
podcasts
right.
die
we saw
here.
A statistic like. 2 years ago.
We beat that by a long
average,
shot.
Average number of episodes for an average podcast.
It was like 25
right? And they die. Yeah.
And we're at like...
73?
Jesus fucking Christ.
74?
Dude, so we're almost...
We're coming up on 100. 100 is going to be...
Oh my God, dude, we
can't... An extravaganza. We got to have a festival. We have to have a festival
we
for
need,
it.
We need Big B in person. Big B in person, dude.
I don't know, man.
It's gonna happen.
He's got to come back too. He's had it rough.
Well, he's
as
been.
Well.
His was harder than ours.
All
I think.
Four of us, man.
Yeah, dude. Holy fuck! It's been a while. A couple two trait.
Like I guess. Let's not talk like that.
No. Why not, Nate? Let's talk like that. Yeah, I'll talk like this, dude. How you doing?
Oh
dude?
God.
No. See if anything.
Oh, the bottle's small.
Oh, man.
Xavier's here too.
He's here. Yeah. He just flew in.
Yeah. I carry him around with me still, Winks. You know, I'm walking around, right? Well,
Winks doesn't know. Winks knows. Yeah, well, he's been living in your living room.
Well, Winks doesn't know, but Winks knows. But Winks doesn't know that I moved again, Winks, to closer to the studio. I'm within walking distance of the studio now.
Yeah. And you got a little shoebox for Xavier.
Yeah.
Diorama.
Everyone knows I'm a camel and I drink a million gallons of water a day. Yeah. I actually got a backpack, a Camelback. It has the water pouch in it. You carry it. It's a backpack.
Oh, yeah.
You drink it. Xavier just sits in the pocket that I got on the backpack front.
Oh, God, he's adorable.
He came around. He's like, oh, the bottle's small. And I'm just like, yo, Xavier. What's up, Xavier? What's up, dude? And he's like, oh. And I'm like, yo.
Xavier, do you enjoy the backpack?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's awesome.
What have you been up to, little guy?
Oh, the fucking pencils.
Oh, shit.
Xavier
loves the Earth Girls.
Yo, he likes the town that we're in now. He walks around on his own sometimes. You know, he'll go to the little deli and they all know him. Like, hey, dude, welcome to the deli. And they're like, you know, the one lady there, she's like, you're my favorite little guy. And he's like,
Somos. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. Yeah.
He's a good guy. You're a good guy, Xavier.
I love you, little dude.
Welcome back to the Winks, little guy. You're precious.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to be back. He's glad to be back. See, Winks, I don't know if the Winks knows. I kind of adopted him.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he's been in your living room. Your dog tried to eat him once.
Twice, dude.
You saved him from that.
Actually, the wife and I made a little harness for the dog. It's like a saddle for Xavier.
Nice.
Yeah, so we go on walks with the dog. And he rides on top of the one dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's absurd.
It's absurd. It is.
I get a lot of looks. I get a lot of looks.
Absolutely. Man.
Shit, dude. It's been crazy. Like I said, I moved.
You moved.
Again. I move a lot.
Yep.
But the good thing about this move is the same landlord. I just moved to a vacant housing that they had closer to where, you know, I work, you know, the Winks here.
Okay.
I could walk to work, scrap the junker we had, so helping out my my weight loss goals because I'm still rocking the bit. Still rocking the bit.
I'm glad you're on the bit brand.
Still doing the magic. Practicing coin magic as much as possible.
You've been really getting good at the magic, actually. I wish we could show it on the Winks.
Well, we had the Snapchat.
Well, we do have the Snapchat. Log on to the Snapchat for Magic Hour with Billy.
Oh, Magic Mondays!
Yes, Magic Buddy!
Oh my god, Manic Magic Mondays.
Magic
Oh my god, dude, we could.
It
could
be a thing.
What else has happened in my life, Jason?
Oh, well, you tell Winks, man.
I'm an uncle, guys.
Yeah?
Uncle Billy. And my brother had a baby. We got a little niece.
Nice.
And then what else happened? I'm going to be a dad, Winks. Found that out, too.
Ooh, I do like that.
Wait, what?
What?
Oh, shit. The music. Oh, God. Winks. Billy's going to be dad.
He's having a Billy Jr.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Who we don't knows, know yet. Man. We're not. It's.
Holy shit. Yeah. Yo, I don't like that.
We didn't.
He's going to take your attention away from me and the Winks.
Here's
I'm
a little something.
Selfish.
Winks, I have only told very close family and friends. I haven't even told Facebook yet.
So this is the worldwide announcement then?
No. The Winks knows what people I know don't know.
Yeah.
So Winks, you know before Facebook.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
That's incredible.
It's because the Winks matters. They're like family.
Dude, well, yeah, Winks
I
Nation.
I only told family
Winks
and
Nation!
Friends. And Winks your family, so you guys, you know, you gotta know. How you guys doing? Yeah. Having a baby.
Yep. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Popping out in November.
Wow.
It'll be a little turkey.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, we'll have to live stream it on the Winks. We're going to live stream the birth.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but all right, let's do it. I'm game.
McGonagall file you to the hospital.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yep.
Let's He'll set up his sound equipment in the corner. He won't disturb anything. And we'll live stream it on the Winks.
I'm okay with that.
Xavier, what do you think about having a baby in the house?
I'm on the one part, but this doesn't box.
He's jealous. He doesn't want.
He's like a fucking child.
Exactly. He thinks all the attention's getting taken away from him once the baby pops out.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's going to be. Sorry, Xavier. It's true, dude. Mm. Like, we love you, dude, but...
things happen, dude.
Babies.
I don't love bubbles!
We know.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to update us in November, Xavier. And Billy the Beard.
Nah, dude, I'm gonna update you every week,
dude. Oh, man, I love
it. Every Winks.
I love it. Winks
is growing
up.
The cravings have started.
Winks is growing up.
The cravings have started, Jake.
It begins.
Lots of pickles. Pickles is a big one. Ice cream's a big one.
Uh-huh.
It's weird stuff.
Dude, that's how it goes, man.
Yeah.
Well, Billy.
Yeah.
You know who else should be in Winxish Studios? And it, as a matter of fact, is right now.
Yeah.
Introduce them. You know the names. What are the
names? Uncle Rico! The fantastic bird of flyingness! The condor. Let's do it. Let's introduce him. Welcome.
He's a man who loves crusty peanut butter and jelly. And when I say crusty, I mean lightly toasted from the toaster.
And you know what he does with that? He dips it in all sorts of milks.
Tonight's milk is 1%.
The worst of all.
Welcome back to the Wings, Cap!
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
It's been a while since all three of us have done an app,
I know,
right?
It's
well, it's been a while since Wings existed, me and Billy.
Well, that too, yeah.
It's back.
Well, like
2 weeks in a row, baby.
We were saying that. I was telling Jay everyone had a crazy couple of months there, whether it be good or bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I told the Winks the news of me becoming a father.
That's right. You inseminated a woman.
It changes everything.
Yeah.
It does. I don't want that.
I want that.
I'm throwing a fit.
It's a spawn.
It's going to be either a little Billy or a daughter.
Yeah.
I don't have a daughter name picked out yet.
If I have a daughter, I'm not telling her she has a vagina till she's 22.
Oh,
I'm telling
man.
22.
No, and because she's going to be beautiful because she's going to have my genes.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah,
I'm going to be that dad who like washes as in private.
You're sitting there cleaning a shotgun as the boyfriend.
I don't even own a gun. I should probably get one.
Better buy one.
I got to go in just in case.
Yep.
Just in case.
We're just going you got a dog. That'll, you know, just make sure that your dog is lazy.
Yeah, that dog's not going to do jack and shit. So anyway, Jay, when we're here on the Winks, what do we got going on right now?
I'll tell you what.
Oh, that was a gasp. That was a collective gasp.
Something good happening, something bad happening?
Gather round. Children. Big and small. Adults. Come one, come all.
Oh, no. Hey, everybody! Winks first story!
Wing's first story.
First
you guys story. Know how Tradish goes.
Hell yeah. But actually, Wings, I, Billy the Beard, have first story.
There's no order for no. first
well,
story.
Here's the thing.
It's whoever has it
here's
must
thing.
Toss it
no,
out.
No, this has to be first awesome. Story because I listened to last week's episode when
yeah,
I wasn't
I'm
here.
I'm sorry you missed it.
That's right. I have a continuation first story.
The sequel.
The squeakle. The sequel.
Don't fucking say that.
It's the sequel. So,
what's it called?
Well, last week was the last time I pissed my pants, right?
What do you mean?
Right? Well, this
oh,
week...
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah, that was the story,
I thought you were
right?
saying it was the last time you pissed
no,
your
no,
pants.
No, 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 that was the last story.
That was
right?
my story, yeah,
well,
10 years old.
This week is going to be the last time I shit my pants.
But that wasn't the last time I pooped my pants.
Exactly!
Yeah,
so,
I love it.
Let me set...
Continuity.
Let me set the stage for everyone.
Okay.
It was...
Wait. All right. It'll just be a reveal how old you were. You
well, that's what we're
It'll build the suspense.
We gotta set the stage.
All right.
4th of July. All right. 7-year-old Billy.
Seven-year-old
Billy.
Okay.
I was hoping 10 years later.
No. Seven's a little old.
Seven's a little old. So, 4th of July. when I was growing up, until I was 14, I lived with my grandparents, my mom, and my stepdad,
mm-hmm.
and my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But at my grandparents' house, they had a big pool in the backyard, and it was all the way at the end of the backyard. And it was a good path. It was a long walk to the pool, and then before the pool, we had like our little patio and grill and stuff. Then you had to go to the house. Now, my grandmother was in a wheelchair, so there was a big wheelchair ramp instead of steps to go up, and it zigzagged around to get up to the back porch.
This is a maze, man.
So, it gets better. It gets fucking better.
It gets better.
So, we're all swimming, we're all grilling, the family, all the family's there. I mean, everyone, family, cousins, aunts, uncles.
Extended Billish.
Everyone.
Big bearded.
My mom's side of the family was there.
Yeah.
My stepdad's family was there. It was a 4th of July bash.
Blow
up. All right. Explosives? Were there explosives?
There was fireworks. Oh, my grandfather always had fireworks. And I'm talking, he had the mortars.
I'm talking mortars! And I'm talking sparklers!
The worst part was, is I lived in Jersey, so it was all illegal. So,
yeah.
How y'all doing?
That fucking fucking prisoner state. I don't know what, I'm trying to say something like nanny state.
Fucking Jersey, that's all you gotta say. It's fucking Jersey.
I don't even
Jersey.
Know what I'm saying anymore.
I'm right. from
I'm talking them little worms you throw in the ground. What?
Fucking A. But,
I'm talking red, white, blue!
Juice! Cherry Pops!
Bomb Pops! Oh, God, they're so
good.
I'm
talking M80s! I'm talking you put it in a raccoon that's roadkill and you watch it explode on the side of the highway!
Oh, whoa, shit! That's dark.
You know what Kevin did when he was younger.
No, but seriously.
Yeah.
Right. So you're celebrating.
We're celebrating. I had my food, my burger, and then a little while later, we're going swimming. So now we got, like, cousins in the pool, we're all swimming. The adults are out, you know, shooting horseshoes and shit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden,
no,
the stomach starts churning.
Dude, it's like Caddyshack.
I'm in the pool. I'm like, I gotta get out of this pool. I'm gonna shit in the pool.
Oh my God.
I swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool. Try climbing out of the ladder, but I can't because my cousins are lined up trying to jump into the pool from the platform. So they're jumping over the ladder that I have to climb up. I wait for three of my cousins to jump into the pool. Finally get out of the pool.
So you have to wait.
Yeah. Billy climbed up a ladder and then something splattered.
No.
To the song.
I climbed out of the pool. I ran down the steps. Started running towards the house.
So you have this maze to get through, though.
So I'm running by the path.
This is a labyrinth.
People are holding food. I'm dipping and diving through everyone. Little Tubby Billy just booking it as fast as he can. Dripping wet. No towel. Gotta get to the bathroom.
That's dangerous.
Slip. I get to the ramp. I start going up the ramp. I do slip. I get up. There's shit everywhere. I shit my pants as I fell.
Oh, that's even worse. That's hilarious.
I was at the first
that you squeeze and the eyes come out. Like it's just.
I was at the first curve in the ramp of the wheelchair. I made a first left. I slipped.
I can't believe that you even tried to like follow the line. You just jump over the fucking.
I couldn't.
Railsman.
I had. I was afraid. So I fell. I got up, and all of a sudden, there's this slime trail of shit.
The slime trail. You left the slug.
I shit and fell. Now I was shitting while sliding down this ramp.
Oh my God!
It gets better, guys.
It gets better.
So my mom comes over with the hose, and she goes, "You gotta hose it off. You gotta clean it in front of all the family."
He who dealt it, cleansed it.
She starts hosing me off because I'm covered in shit.
So it's like up your back and shit. Oh,
I slid down.
Did you go back in the pool?
After I cleaned up. I went in the house, took a quick shower, cleaned up.
Oh, man.
I was embarrassed to go back out, but I did.
Everybody's like, yo, that's the serial
shit. That's Billy. Right? That's the one who did shit.
But that wasn't the last time he pooped his pants.
No,
that was.
I wanted something good.
No, that's the best I got. Last time.
That's
the last time I remember shitting my pants.
The last time I pooped my pants.
See, I remember because it was so traumatic.
I'm sure that I have, but I don't remember.
See, it was so traumatic for me.
Yeah, the peeing was what was for me. That's why I remember exactly when it was. I knew in my head, I'm like, I'm too fucking old for this.
You see, I
curse my bladder!
My whole family was like, I think that's why it's like, it's imprinted in my brain forever.
Yeah, dude. Oh, the whole thing.
You rolled in it. You rolled in your whole
I didn't roll. I slid in it. I went.
God, it's like a fucking one of those slip and slides with the water, except it's just Billy's fecal matter.
Right.
Good Lord.
Man, I love it.
I don't.
So take your own garden hose to clean up your poopy mess. Tonight! Wacky, windy out.
Fa la 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 flick!
Hey boys!
Hey, take a picture.
Sure, having a lot of fun here on Tilly vs. Strangers.
Dude, we always have fun.
Yeah, I know.
That's what we're here for.
Well, Condor's here. Billy's here.
Hey.
Let him go. Let him go.
Listen, I am back. I'm in my zone. Let me be.
We're working on
a song.
We're working on Big B. Okay.
Yes.
Let's not rush things.
I love him. I miss him. Where's he at?
And any other co-host that we could maybe get to join us, but nobody else wants to get into the nonsense with us thus far.
I mean,
I'm up for anything.
Do you see the shit we talk about? Like
2019 is the year Weird Winks. Anything goes.
Ooh,
you know what
the
I mean?
Weird Winks.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like.
Oh, I gotta come up with some weird stories then. I'm sure I got a couple.
Speaking of stories, you know.
Oh.
I guess I could tell a second story.
Ooh.
I guess I could make a sandwich.
What's
Shut up, Xavier.
Fucking alien.
It's time for. Ooh, yeah, I like that. Second story. I don't have a song for second story. Also, you know, if Condor, do you have a story this week?
I do not have a story this week.
Billy, you got another story?
Just the shitting of the pants.
Right. So then there's a good chance, unless I can think of something, that this might be.
Last story, last story. Talking about, last story.
Xavier loves the songs in the Winks, man. He's so cute.
Who doesn't love the stories?
Put them in his backpack, though. We got serious things to talk about. Let him out when he goes. I got his little spaceship over here. No. He's fine.
He'll be okay.
He's fine.
Those sounded like muffled.
He was out earlier. He said enough. You know?
He's fine.
If you let him near the mic, he gets carried away.
It's like he's gagged. What the fuck?
All right. Last time he took the mic. Remember, he took the mic and ran around McGonagall's chase. Oh, it was a mess.
And he's tiny, so he can like fit in places.
He can't be trusted.
Can't be trusted, him.
All right,
any hooser.
So you got a story.
All right, this is a random story. All right.
Random story. Let's do it.
And of course, this one takes place. When I was a younger man. So,
ooh, I like this.
I was in high school, right? Mm-hmm. The name of this story, no, I'm just going to tell it.
All right.
So I was 17, 18 years old.
Ooh, so you're like a senior here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Winx knows, okay, that I took that TV lab class,
mm-hmm.
okay? I talked about it a little bit before.
You made that really dark series.
Yeah.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, so therefore, they entrusted us with, like, keys and closets.
Audiovisual
and
materials.
Equipment. Yeah. So me and my two friends, sometimes we wouldn't follow what the teacher wanted us to do.
Of course. That's typical.
He'd be like, because you'd have to, like, because there was, like, the school news station, right? And you had to go out and film certain segments for it as part of your grade, right? So he'd give you, like, a camera, a boom mic, and, like, a microphone. And he's like, you guys go out. I don't care who films, who talks, who whatever. But, like, go interview students about the homecoming dance this week. Or go interview students about, like, the football game or whatever is going on in the school. You know, get students' opinions, edit it together, make a segment, get it to me by Thursday. Something like that. You know what I mean?
A lot of freedom in that.
Yeah, too much freedom for a young man like me. So first, I stopped in the boys' room and smoked a cigarette. First things first, priorities.
You gotta get that, you know, the stress.
Yeah, it was terrible. Then, we would not follow the plan at all most of the time. Of course, couldn't do it all the time. Because me and these two guys, I'll protect the innocent. We would film stuff, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But just not like they wanted. I don't know how to just explain it. The most popular thing that we would do is because of our privileges, we were allowed to like just go into the athletic department and take our school's mascot costume.
No.
Because, you know, sometimes you had to film a segment on like school pride or whatever. Now, for three years that I was there, our school had the same asshole who was the mascot of our school. Now, my school is the Wissahickon Trojans.
Ooh.
I like this.
It's absurd. Great. So our mascot was a giant Trojan warrior.
Oh.
Gotcha. You would think so. So it was like the little gladiator skirt, the chest piece.
The helmet with the plumage.
Yep. The head. The head was like an animated.
Oh, it was like Spartan.
Yeah, it was like a full costume.
Like Michigan
animated
State.
Spartan guy. Yeah, it looked a lot like him. Yeah. Actually, we might have stole one.
Now that you mentioned, it's like, oh, shit.
So, like, we would just stop by, right? And there'd be, like, the secretary there. We'd be like, we're just taking the costume. She'd be like, all right.
Like, she didn't care.
Yeah, she saw the cameras. You can get away with anything with cameras, you know?
Funny, yeah.
And then we'd film stuff. And then we would, like, show it to him, and he'd be like, I can't put this anywhere near, like, TV. He's like, most of the people who watch the public access channel are elderly. He's like, it's just a fact of life. He's like, I'm not getting phone calls about this nonsense.
And that's what it was. Nonsense. Just like the Winx.
But he still gave you guys passing grades, huh?
Well, he just gave us the benefit of the doubt every time. Because we did turn in good work, too.
Yeah.
There was times where we did exactly what he wanted. Mm. There was other times where it was like, I don't fucking feel like doing this. Let's go steal the mascot costume. So then, when you're in the costume, and, you know, I was in the costume,
mm-hmm.
and people would assume it was this kid, Gregor. Gregor. Oh, no. That was the mascot.
So you could ruin this dude's reputation.
Right. He was the guy, all right? And he was good at it. Like, he had, like, the acrobatics. He's in the stands hyping people up on game days.
Had all the emotions.
And so, like, they just kept giving him the job until he graduated, you know? And so everyone just kind of assumed it was probably him or, you know, it was official school business because you can't be sacrilegious with the mascot.
Wait, that's your mascot. Come on.
Unless Herb's in the suit, right? No. I like suit was hot as shit. Inside, it was so cheap. Inside, it was a football helmet. And, like, the head was just attached to the helmet, and that's how it stayed on with, like, a chin strap. And it was, like, heavy as shit, you know? But, like, I got used to it after a while. So they would just film me doing hijinks. They're like, well, what are you going to do? I'd be like, well, just interview people, you know? And they'd be, like, talking. And, like, it was kind of cool because girls felt comfortable around the mascot, okay?
Oh, no.
Now, this is pre-Me Too. So bear with me, okay?
Oh, yeah,
now,
yeah.
Bear in mind, I was like 17 or 18, too, okay? I'm making excuses
for
myself.
We got Joe Biden here.
I'm setting the tone, okay? So, like, girls would come on, they'd be like, oh, the Trojan! And they would, like, hug him and stuff, and I'd be like, nice butt! They'd be like, what?
Oh, my God.
And I'd be like, you looks good. And they'd be like, who's in there? And I'd be like, I'm the motherfucking Wissahickon Trojan! You know who I am!
I'm Greg.
And they're like, what the fuck? They're like, what the fuck? And they try to rip the mask off, and I'd go tearing down the hallway, and the cameras follow me. And they're like, you guys are assholes! What the fuck?
I love that.
Obviously, that can't go on there,
no,
you know?
No.
And, like, it would they'd film me, like, walking by a girl and then turning around with the big head and checking her up and down, you
That's
know?
That's comedic.
And then I was like, you know what? I got to start doing things now. You know what I mean? Like, let's do some things.
Oh.
And the one guy on the camera, Brad's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, just stay with me. Okay?
I know that you were totally inspired by Jackass.
This was like Jackass's height, dude.
Yeah,
you know? I think all of us were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were from Philly, too. So,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
right.
We fought
R.I.P.
Pride.
Done.
Oh, man. Rest ye soul. Rest ye soul! He perished in a car accident. He burned. He burned alive.
Oh, did it burn? I thought he just wrapped
alive.
Around a tree like Paul Walker.
He burned alive.
Oh.
Paul Walker.
So anyway.
He just laughed. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
It's such a waste of strangers at gmail.com.
Did you guys know he had dandruff?
Who?
Paul Walker.
Don't say this.
Oh, there it is. It's coming.
To finish it.
He found his head shorts.
No!
In the glow.
No!
Sorry. Oh, okay.
Once again, that's tiddlywinksofstrangers at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, God,
what?
He's a sick pup.
He's losing it.
I love it. So anyway, right? All right, so where was it? All right, so then I just started, like, getting creative with it. Like, spur of the moment, right? I would, like, all right. Oh, God damn it. We had this one. All right, this was... I believe this was just post Columbine, right?
Fuck.
The Columbine was what, 99?
99, I think.
So this was like 2000 or 2001. This is when all schools started employing like security guards or cops. Before that, none of that existed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We only had one security guard because I guess we were testing the waters at our school to see like how it was going to go. And it was a retired cop named Tyrone Mobley. Okay?
You're giving his name out, huh?
I don't give a fuck. No. Mobley's not innocent. He was protesting the innocent.
Wait, what isn't he innocent of?
This is a piece of shit.
Oh,
all right?
Tyrone
now, he
Mobley.
Had this blazer. This, like, security officer blazer that gave him a flashlight and a walkie-talkie. I don't even think
sounds
he had
a like
gun.
A bouncer.
And he would just... He walked around with this strut like he was the shit, you know? And all day, he just walked the halls. And he would, like, peruse the parking lot, too, because, like, kids would sneak out there and smoke drugs or cigarettes, right? Kids would try to leave in the middle of the day just when cars peeling out, you know what I mean? So, like, I ran outside, and he's out there in the parking lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I hop in my car in the Trojan outfit. Like, I had my keys and everything. I just carried them in my pocket. And I start the car up. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And he jumped in front of my car. He's like, nobody gets past the stone. Tyrone the Stone Mobley.
The Stone.
Oh, my God.
He referred to himself by his third-person nickname.
So that one, that actually made it on the news because that was hilarious. That was just like a quick like little like aside that was on there. It was hilarious.
Did they know it was you?
No, I don't think he knew it was me. They probably thought it was Gregor.
Gregor,
piece of shit.
Fuck you, Gregor.
And then, you know, I was like sprinting down the football field and... You know, he's chasing me. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. And then I would go up to random people in the hallway, right? And I'd be like, you gotta help me, man. And they'd be like, what? Because they're like, it's the mascot. Like, I think I'm turning into a werewolf. Ow! And just film people's reactions to this shit. And like this one kid, Tommy, right? It was hilarious. I told him, like, you gotta help me, brother. I'm not feeling right. I think I'm turning into a werewolf. And he's like, nah. And he takes off running down the hallway, right? So I just start chasing him. And the Trojan had this little sword in a sheath, right? So I pull the sword out. I'm just chasing him. And he's throwing trash cans down to try to block my way. And trash is just spilling in the hallway. And you hear me on camera going, oh, shit, we're in trouble. There's trash everywhere. So now I'm just hurdling trash cans because I don't want to get found near it. I just left the camera behind. Like, me and Tom hid on the stairwell, and he's like, Herb? I'm like, you know it, bitch! And I took the mask off, and he's like, oh my god. He's like, we spilled trash everywhere. I'm like, we're fucking dicks, dude. We're 17. We don't give a fuck.
Dude.
What?
What happened in his life where you mentioned you're turning into a werewolf, and he like freaked out. Oh no, I say too much shit.
I don't know. He had good comedic timing, I think.
I like how he knew it was you, too.
Well, yeah, because... Yeah, at this time, this is like the second or third time I just...
People were wising up to it.
They weren't going to sign that costume out to me anymore. Because you had to sign out for it. Like, we'd say we were taking
it. It was in your care,
yeah.
Put
your name on a clipboard, you know? But, so that was the time where I was the mascot. That story was called,
I was the mascot, but I wasn't the mascot.
Trojan Man, J.
Yeah,
Herb.
Yeah. Huge. Just a little fuckery to share with the Winks.
It's huge.
I've always been about the hijinks, which is why I was destined to make Tiddlywinks with strangers, you know?
It's very fitting.
I think so.
So have your own mascot turn into a werewolf tonight. Wacky Wizzy, Windy Wigs. You there, honey?
Well, guys, you know, I always like trying new stuff on the Winks, right? Okay?
Yeah,
when that alien crash landed.
I mean, that's cool. Yeah, we brought him in.
Instead of reporting it to, like, NASA or something, we just brought him in and put him on the show.
Because
it was such a big show.
He's awesome.
A big fan of the show. You know, like, new things, you know?
Yeah.
But, so I found this guy, right? Mm-hmm. I found him down at Starbucks, okay? He was
of course, Starbucks. Why would I not be surprised?
He was sitting at the table, right? He's manically typing on a laptop, laughing.
Haikus?
Yeah, well, I don't know. He's an older guy.
All right.
Long beard. Said to me that he's writing. He asked me if I was familiar with the show DuckTales.
Oh, it's classic.
So you fucking kidding me? Of course
Who's
I am.
Not?
Of course. And he's like, all right. He's like, I'm writing DuckTales fan fiction that I'm trying to submit. Like, what does that even mean? Ooh. So I asked
he's
him if I could record him.
Rule 34 shit over here, man.
Yeah. Oh, I asked him if I could record him, put him on the Winks. All
right.
So he did a few for me.
No, he didn't.
And
don't lie to me.
We're going to meet up. We're going to meet up.
I don't want that.
Periodically.
Nope.
And he's going to update us with more exciting DuckTales fan fiction.
Introducing Alistair Weatherby.
Hello, Winx fans. I am Lord Alistair Weatherby. And I am here today to release 3 excerpts of my DuckTales fan fiction. This first excerpt comes from the beginning of my novel. Scrooge strode slowly down the darkened hall, lit only by a solitary candle. Mere feet away, he could hear the stifled giggling of Launchpad and Daisy Duck behind a heavy, hand-carved mahogany door. He was ready to break up their party. Excerpt 2. Duckburg had fallen into a quackmire of vice and debauchery since Scrooge had leveraged the fortune gained from his pawn distribution company, Quasars, and made a power grab for control of the city. His nephew, Huey, was his consigliere. Excerpt 3 of DuckTales fan fiction. Launchpad had just arrived back from his escapades with crime fighter Drake Mallard, a.k.a. Darkwing Duck. Scrooge was wise to his exploits and how they encroached upon his criminal activities, and he gave Launchpad a chance to admit his guilt. He'd then decide the fate of his loyal pilot. End scene. Fin.
Temper does not compute.
Beagle boys are swimming quite large. I'll take the big one and Donald.
Well, Billy.
Yeah?
You could probably let Xavier out now, because we've reached that unfortunate time where every good Winx must come to an end.
No!
He hates it, too. It's his favorite show from Planet Sandwich.
Well, we all love it. Hey, Xavier, you feeling okay, bud?
No, I'm okay.
Sorry we had to do that. Xavier.
Yeah, don't cry, little buddy. It's all right. It's all right, dude.
I sold my papa of the show.
You are part of the show. You'll always be part of the show. Dude. You're a fucking scientific miracle.
You came from Planet Samish, dude. It's all right. We got you. We've got you under our teat. You're part of the Winx now.
Woo!
You know what time it is, Xavier?
Mom.
It's time for this week's
Snapchat Challenge!
Whoa!
All right.
Billy.
I got a couple I want to throw out there.
Yeah, what's our Snapchat challenge?
Show me your babies, your nieces or nephews, because, you know, I have one of those now, and I'm going to have another one of those soon.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Send us your baby on the way.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Show me your gender reveal party.
Oh, God, AIDS.
God, I'm going to have to have one of those, probably.
Mm-mm.
That's a woman thing. Mm-hmm. The wife wants one. It's going to happen.
It's true.
Yep.
Don't show us that, though. Show us the other baby.
Show me the baby. Show me your coin magic, or magic in general.
Why? Because you're a magic fan?
I'm a magician.
Ooh, he's a magic man.
Yeah, I am.
Dude, I do want to see magic.
Yeah, me too. I love magic. Getting better, guys.
He studied under the old man.
Oh, my God. I didn't do all the wing shit, did I?
What?
Oh, my God. He died.
Oh, the old man died. Yeah. The shop is gone.
I found out he passed away.
He taught you all his secrets, and then he died.
I found out, Winx, that he actually closed his shop because he had cancer.
Oh, that's
And he ended up passing away.
Sad.
Yeah, actually, really upsetting, but...
Yeah. Shit. Yeah,
it was sad.
Xavier wants more aliens, which that's going to be hard because,
yeah, dude, I think
as far as I know, he's the only one that made it.
I think you're the only one, dude.
That's
no,
absurd.
That's impossible. That's multiple.
Fucking ridiculous.
Dude, there's no more than you.
What a us!
Yo.
Wow.
Yo, he's getting snippy. All right. Wow. All right. Snapchat, show us your aliens.
That's Winx Knows Baby on Snapchat.
Yes.
Send them there. We'll view them. We'll pick a winner next week.
Yep. Unless, we'll pick one. Or maybe, you know what? We have multiple challenges. Let's pick multiple winners this week.
All right. Pick three winners next
week.
Three
winners, yeah. I like that idea.
And if you see a child 10 and under who shat themselves and there's brown everywhere, up the back, down the leg, the underwear soiled, take a picture of that child. And send it to Winx Knows Baby on Snapchat.
Don't do it! No!
And, what else? Do you have any other challenges?
Yeah, this Condor has left the room early.
He left Winx's studios, yeah.
So he's not here to drop one of his. So for him, show us your fan fiction.
From anything.
Whatever you write.
I don't care what
if
it
you're
is.
If you're a writer, show it to us.
Maybe I'll put it on the Winx.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll pick you.
Ooh, could you imagine? Ooh, we can have Alistair Weatherby read fan fiction from fans.
He might. Especially if it's one of our French fins.
Oh, French people.
French fins!
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Guillaume. Anyway. Show us your fan fiction. Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of anything else.
All right, well.
Yeah, that's it.
That's this week's...
Snapchat Challenge, you'll say!
Power up, a dog!
You love it. You love it, little guy.
Yeah, he's so cute. I love him.
He's adorable. Well.
Yep.
Another Winx in the cup, Billy.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
I am
glad to be back, guys.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we're going to do another Winx next week.
Whoa!
Keep the momentum going. I don't know what day.
We'll figure it out as we go.
It'll be a Manic Monday. Magic Manic Monday.
Magic Monday.
Billy does magic live on the air.
Yeah, man.
El Terrible.
I mean, they can't watch
haba,
it.
Haba.
Ooh.
Wacky Wednesday. Taco Thursday.
Ooh. I'm looking at two good days here, Jason. That we have potential.
Yeah.
Yep. I got two good days.
We'll stay tuned next week.
Ooh.
We'll announce it.
Oh, wait. Next week is a big day. On the 11th, it is Billy the Beard's birthday.
It's a birthday, Cass. I'm talking candles. I'm talking Frosty.
Oh, we can't do it on my birthday.
I'm talking Ninja Turtles courts.
I got birthday stories.
I'm talking wrapping paper. I'm talking embarrassing birthday stories.
It just came to me. I got so many birthday stories.
Maybe we'll do a birthday themed Winx. Will you tell yours?
I got
we'll
lots,
tell ours.
But,
all in celebration of your birthday.
Like, speaking of that, Winx, I got like 9 stories in my head right now.
Shit. It's a birthday cast! I'm talking laser tag!
Yo, I had to roller skating!
I'm talking roller skating!
Oh my god. Blowing out the candles!
So it'll be an interesting Winx next week. Anything goes in 2019, as the saying goes.
Yeah, we're just not going to talk about the time I me-too'd a bitch on my birthday.
Hey now!
What? I'm just kidding, Winx.
That's tiddlywinxestrange@gmail.com with your concerns, comments. Oh shit. But you know, it's the fact that, you know, I let Billy Beard on the air say things like this. The fact that, you know, I stole my school's mascot head and used it inappropriately. The fact that Billy shit himself. The fact that I found some guy writing fan fiction to put him on. It's these things and more.
Alien.
And we found an alien too. But that's a positive thing.
Yeah, he's pretty
cheap. But mostly it makes me look at myself in the mirror and say, ugh, what am I doing with my life? You'll be out of danger. A fucking tiddlywinx with strangers.
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Time's up. $3 off.
Hey. Yeah, 122, 122 and an 8. 122 and an 8. Terrific. Where the heck is 122 and an 8?
You're standing on it, dude. Just slip it down here. Give me that.
Hey, this is a 10. The tab's 13.
You're 2 minutes late, dude.
Ah, come on. I couldn't find a place.
Wise man say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza.
I gotta get a new route.
And remember, what's my name? What's my name? What's my name? You'll say...